You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. John Decker joins us live from the White House for Fox News. John, a week in review for President Trump.
Week in review. The president got back from his 12-day trip from Asia. Took most of Wednesday off because it's pretty taxing to come back. I did that trip on Friday. I came back on Friday from Seoul, South Korea. And he made some mention in terms of a synopsis of what was accomplished in terms of trade in North Korea on Wednesday. Yesterday, big celebration here internally here at the White House because the House passed their tax reform legislation. So the White House thinks they're sort of halfway there to getting tax reform done, that now the big battle moves over to the Senate. And that, Ryan, is the focus of White House aides today, trying to convince the entire Republican conference in the Senate to stick together and vote for their tax reform bill.
All right, John, off this topic and to another, let me ask you, how much fear is out there in Washington, D.C. with this Al Franken story yesterday and the reported $15 million in taxpayer dollars that have been paid out to people over some sort of harassment or another? How many people are walking around Washington, D.C. just waiting for the other shoe to drop?
You know, it's unbelievable what has happened since Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment allegations were made public because, boy, how many people have gotten caught up in this mess? And now that mess has hit Washington, D.C. with these sexual harassment allegations against Al Franken. So do I think that he is the only member of Congress in either the House or the Senate that allegedly is involved in sexual harassment? No, I don't. And so I think that there are some members, and they know who they are, you know, and there are people in this town that, you know rumors of who they are that may get caught up in this within the next week or so.
Yeah, and how hypocritical when the American people find out that they have different rules for themselves and that they're using taxpayer dollars to pay out settlements.
Well, that's problematic. And in fact, there is a provision in one piece of the Senate legislation for tax reform, which would eliminate the ability of corporations to write off settlements as it relates to sexual harassment allegations. Now, that doesn't impact individuals, but, you know, look, that's problematic. When you can use campaign funds for that purpose, you know, it doesn't look right. Whether it's legal is another story. It probably is legal, but it certainly doesn't look right. And I think, obviously, the only entity that can crack down on that is Congress. They sort of pass their own rules that apply to themselves.
All right. And will this come back? You know, obviously, there were allegations against President Trump, you know, during the campaign. Clearly, there are a lot of Democrats that are rethinking the whole Bill Clinton thing. You know, does this end up at a presidential level when all is said and done with all of this hashtag Me Too?
Well, you know, obviously, there are Democrats who are revisiting Bill Clinton and what he was involved in the late 90s. Kirsten Gillibrand, who's a U.S. senator from New York State, and she holds the same seat that was held by Hillary Clinton. She says now that Bill Clinton should have stepped down. So, you know, people are looking back and in this atmosphere and saying, you know, maybe we didn't handle things properly just a decade or two ago. And so we even see George H.W. Bush being caught up in this with an allegation being made against him for what he may or may not have done when he was a candidate for re-election in 1992. And we already know about other allegations that have been leveled against him about sexual harassment by five or six women after he left the White House. So, look, this is an atmosphere in which current members of Congress and as we see, even past occupants of the Oval Office have been caught up in this mess.
No doubt. John, can you imagine James Carville using the "if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you never know what you get" quote today?
Yeah, right. I mean, wow, to get away with that, you know, back in the 90s. No, you can't use language like that right now. That's for sure. And, you know, I think that obviously is a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt about it.
I think that all of this is a good thing, that, you know, sort of the bad apples are being found and hopefully drummed out of Washington, and we'll see what happens in Alabama as well.
Yeah, but there's got to be some sort of journalistic and legal fairness as well, because just because somebody says something now, we're reporting it almost as fact. And it does, I mean, there is still due process for people.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
you're a lawyer.
Everyone deserves due process. That's absolutely right, you know. But when you have, you know, a series of incidents,
no, I know.
In Alabama, you know, which sort of, you know, create an atmosphere where there's sort of a lot of smoke concerning Roy Moore, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, there's got to be something there with all these women who are not related in any way claiming what they're claiming about him.
No doubt. John, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. John Decker live from the White House. You know what they called these incidents with Bill Clinton? You know what the campaign,
what?
The aides referred to it? Bimbo eruptions. Can you imagine? I mean, and this was blatant.
Yeah.
And so I do applaud, I think, the Democrats who supported this and sort of helped conceal this and tamp this down, maybe honestly are going, look, guys, if we can't just have one standard for, and so maybe that has changed and good for them. But then in 1996, they were called bimbo eruptions. And James Carville said, if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, that was describing a woman. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I mean, it is hard to imagine,
it
right?
It is hard to imagine.
We got to take a break. When we get back here on the other side, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And then we'll have the Brinkhouser Home Highlight. And then we'll be giving away the Heinkel's sampler. Stay tuned. Here's news.
WSOI News Time is 7:29. St. Teresa.